Don't Depend on Daddy is an unfiltered safe space, empowering young professionals to build independence in their 20s and beyond, whether it be personal, professional, or financial. Regardless of your age, relationship status, or job title, the most consistent person in your life is you. So join me and let's build our independence together. Enjoy! Hello and welcome back to Don't Depend on Daddy, the podcast. My name's Michaela. I am your host, and we are back this week with my 2024 routines episode. I say that as if I've ever made this episode before. I have not, but in the spirit of this whole rebrand situation and making my podcast about independence, I felt it was fitting to talk about routines because having a routine, keeping a promise to yourself, builds confidence, which can help you build independence in your life. I'm really excited. We're going to talk about my morning routine, my night routine, and some of my weekend routines, like if I'm spending a Friday night in alone, what do I do to make that a pleasant and special evening so that I don't feel lonely in my own company? So before we get into the rest of this episode, we're going to go through the usual housekeeping. I'll try to keep it quick. First things first, as always, you can use the code PODCAST1 for $10 off the personal finance dashboard. That is a podcast exclusive code. If you are in a situation where you are ready to take your financial power back and put together a budget and a plan for your money, track your savings goals, track your investments, track your debt payoff goals, monitor your net worth, get some actionable insights to make better and smarter, more data-driven financial decisions, go grab the PFD and even better, get $10 off with the code PODCAST1. Next, the financial planning email course is still available and live. I mean, it's not going anywhere, but if you are new to the podcast, make sure you download the financial planning checklist. It will enroll you in a brand new as of a few weeks ago, email course, totally free, helping you put together your plan for the next year. So go grab that. And as always, if you have not read or ordered Own Your Money, you totally should. If you enjoy my podcast, if you enjoy my financial tips, if you are ready to get your finances together and you are looking for a one-stop shop resource, Own Your Money is that book. So go grab it. If you're listening to this on Spotify and you have Spotify Premium, you can also listen to it as part of your premium subscription. It's available on audiobook as well as Kindle, paperback. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. So go grab that. It's great. Oh, and one more thing. Is if you are enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying these new episodes, the new topics that we're talking about, some of the new segments, go leave me a review. Let me know how you are liking it. I see some of you guys send me DMs, but it would be so lovely if you could just copy, paste that DM and go leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts or give me 5 stars on Spotify. I'm already seeing my reviews start to change tune a little bit, which makes me feel really good. So please go do that if you haven't yet. It's a free way to support a creator who you are listening to, clearly. And it really helps push the podcast. So that is the housekeeping. Let's move on. Next, we are going to do the Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week. So as a reminder, the Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week is an opportunity to share a moment of independence from the prior week. It can be anything. I want to highlight the day-to-day moments where I'm showing up for myself that usually get overlooked. I do also have a survey in the show notes where you can submit your Don't Depend on Daddy moments, and I'll share them going forward. So I've already done one last week that was submitted by somebody else. So this week we're going to do one in my life, and mine this week is finally, for legal reasons, this is a joke, but finally submitting my application for a California license and getting a real ID. This has been on my to-do list for months and months and months. I mean, I've lived in California for 2.5 years and I just still haven't gotten a California license. I'm sure I'm breaking a law. I hope I'm not. And if you are part of the law, maybe just fast forward through this part. And yeah, I'm going to that appointment tomorrow. Hopefully, I don't think I'm going to get the license right away, but hopefully it's not an annoying process. I'm also thinking I wasn't going to wash my hair tonight and now I think I might have to, but I also don't care if I look like shit in the picture. So I don't think I'm going to wash my hair. Life is short. Who cares? Nobody's looking at your ID. So that's my Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week. There is nothing more annoying than going to the DMV, besides going to the DMV alone. Luckily, in this case, they allowed me to make an appointment, although I'm sure the appointment means nothing. So I'm probably going to waste 2 hours of my afternoon, but it's necessary. So, you know, whatever. So that's my Don't Depend on Daddy moment of the week. Again, if you want to submit yours, feel free to do so. There is a survey in the show notes. I want to hear what you guys are doing to exemplify your independence, inspire me, give me some ideas, and also help me inspire all the listeners to this show, because we're all trying to just be more independent. So let's get into the bulk of this episode, which is all about my routines. We'll start with my morning routine, and then we'll get into my night routine. I'm also going to share some of the purchases, items, products, etc., that have elevated these routines or that I just use very consistently. And then I will also get into some of my weekend routines as well. Before we get into this, I do want to say how important it is to have routines. I feel like in the life that I live, I mean, I do a lot of the same things all the time just because I work from home, like whatever. But I feel like routines are really that anchor in your entire life. So if you are someone who maybe you travel a lot, or you know, you go to the office 2 days a week and then you work from home 3 days a week, or you're seeing just a lot of variance in your day to day, the routines that you have are what bring you back to earth. I am not me without my routine. I cannot emphasize this enough. If I don't follow my routines the way that make me feel good, I am a bitch, to put it lightly. So I need to have routines. I've found that routines make it possible for me to focus on my work. They make it possible for me to show up better during the day. They make it possible for me to show up as a better friend, as a better person in my life. And they energize me so that I can actually enjoy my life and do things and not feel tired all the time. Anytime I get out of a rhythm, I always feel like crap. And so my routines, while they do change, like I'm currently in a season of having pretty strict routines. Usually when the summertime flows around, I end up getting a little bit more lax, obviously, because I'm just doing different things. So my routines do change, but I'm currently in a season of being really productive and really, I don't want to say rigid, but definitely a little more on top of things than usual. So these are actually like my current routines, we'll say my winter routines. Maybe I'll do an updated episode for this in the summertime if these routines change dramatically. We'll start with my morning routine. I do want to say too at the top of this, I listened to a podcast yesterday by Mel Robbins. I know that her podcast isn't new, but it's new to me. I am now an avid listener of the Mel Robbins podcast. I'm obsessed. And she put out a podcast recently. I'm pulling up the title so that you can go find it. It's Do This Every Morning, How to Feel Energized, Focused, and in Control from the Mel Robbins podcast. First of all, her podcast is fire. Second of all, this particular episode blew my mind. She talks a lot about how her routines make her a better person, how much time in her life she wasted by not having routines, also how her routines anger her, but also the value of not hitting the snooze button and how to just like really kick yourself in the ass to get your morning routine going. I loved it because it was full of tough love, which you know is my MO when it comes to owning your life and getting your shit together. Like, you can blame everybody else for your problems. At the end of the day, the root cause of your problem is always going to be you, or you're not the cause of the problem, but you are responsible for changing your situation. So if something's not working, the onus falls on the individual. Fix it. Choose to fix it. It's a choice. And that's what I really loved about this particular episode about morning routines. She said something that really stuck with me. It was, how you start your day is how your day goes. And I could not agree with that more. Because every time I start my day focused, where I'm not putting my phone like on my nightstand, where I'm not looking at my phone, where I'm going through the steps of my routine, I always have so much more focus the rest of the day. I'm always more productive. I always feel better. I'm less tired. And on the days where I'm a little more lax, where I reach for my phone and start scrolling early in the morning, I'm always more distracted all day long. So how you start your day is how your day goes is really the motto for morning routines. I will say the best morning routine starts in the evening, so we'll go through my night routine in detail, but let's kick this off with my morning routine. Let's get into it finally. So lately, my morning routine has started around 6:30, and I am and forever will be a hatch alarm clock girl, okay? I love the Hatch alarm clock. I've had the Hatch alarm clock for 2 years. It's obviously a little bit of a splurge. I think it's like $130 or $150. I'm not exactly sure because I bought it a while ago. But I am a ride or die Hatch girl. My Hatch alarm goes off at 6:15, which might sound early, but for me, I like the early mornings. I'm actually more recently like kind of loving that it's dark in the morning. It's giving cozy and moody. But my alarm goes off at 6:15. Right now I'm doing meditative flutes as my sound. If you have a Hatch, you know there are like a handful of different sounds you can choose from. I also don't have the subscription. I just do the free version. So I have meditative flutes, and 30 minutes before 6:15, my sunrise starts. So the sunrise is starting on my Hatch alarm, and it's gradually getting brighter and brighter from 5:45 to 6:15. At 6:15, the noise goes off. I'm not going to lie to you. I do hit snooze sometimes, but after listening to this Mel Robbins podcast, I'm really trying to not hit snooze. So I might actually have my alarm go off 10 minutes later at 6:25 and just jump right out of bed. So assuming I get up between 6:15 and 6:30 out of my bed, I spend the time between 6:30 and 7 like doing my morning admin tasks, we'll call them, because I like to start working around 7 o'clock, between 7 and 7:30, because my brain is most creative, most productive, most focused right in the morning. What I used to do was use this morning time to like do all of the things that people told me to do, like get up and go on a walk and go to a workout class and meditate and write in your journal and do all this stuff. And I think that all of those things are incredibly valuable. I went through a period of time where I was doing that. That being said, that routine exhausted me. It exhausted me in the morning when I was already tired. It sometimes made me dread getting out of bed because I'm like, I have to do all this shit and then I have to start working. And I found that I was wasting my most productive time doing tasks that I could do at like 9 or 10 o'clock instead of at 7 o'clock. So I don't do that anymore in the morning. I just get up and I do my admin tasks, which I'll tell you in a second, and then I get right to work around 7. So before I start working, these are the admin tasks that I do. First things first, I will get up and I will go. This is as of January, so I've been doing this now for about 2 or 3 weeks. I will go put my juice in the juicer. So I recently got a Hiram juicer. I have the H310. I'm obsessed with it. If you have an apartment, it's the perfect size. It's super quiet. So like if you have a roommate, you can juice while they're sleeping. They will not hear it, guaranteed. Super quiet, and it's self like filling, I guess. So there's basically like this bucket at the top. You put all the stuff in, you close it, and you put it on. And it basically just like juices itself. So I've pre-cut at the beginning of the week. I like to pre-cut as many vegetables as I can. Sometimes in the morning, I'll cut some stuff up. So like I've been cutting up my lemon or peeling my lemon in the morning, but basically everything's prepped and I just throw it all in the juicer, turn that on. And while that's going, I'll go back and make my bed. I'll turn on my candle warmer. I'll chug a big glass of water and then I do my dental routine. So in the morning I tongue scrape, I brush my teeth for the full 2 minutes. I have a mechanical toothbrush. I think it's a Philips toothbrush. I don't remember off the top of my head. I have the mechanical toothbrush. I do the full 2 minutes. I used to not do the full 2 minutes, but I really want to have like healthy white teeth this year. So I do the full 2 minutes. I floss and I do a mouthwash. That is my morning dental routine. By the time that's done, making my bed, doing all my teeth stuff, my juice is usually finished. In the meantime, before I like drink my juice, I also will put on the tea kettle, because I have a hot water bottle and I like to have that to be like nice and warm so I can keep it on my lap when I start working, because it's cold in LA and even with the heat on and stuff, I don't keep the heat on at night because my heater is really loud. So I wake up and my apartment's cold. So I turn the heat on, it's heating up, but I want to have like my warm, cozy hot water bottle on my lap as well. A hot water bottle, it's basically like a heating pad, but you fill it with hot water instead of plugging it in. I love it. It's great. If you have like period cramps and stuff, it's also great, but that's not really what I use it for. I fill up my hot water bottle. I will finish doing my juice. I clean out the juicer. That takes me like literally 90 seconds. It's such not a big deal. And then I sit down and I work for 1 to 2 hours. While I'm drinking my juice with my hot water bottle, I sit at my desk. This is usually when I do like any sort of writing. If I have any project-based work that has to get done, I do my best to not respond to emails. I'll briefly look at my email to see if there's anything urgent that I need to respond to. But this morning work session between like 7 to 8:30, 7:30 to 9, 7 to 9-ish, maybe sometimes till 9:30, is strictly for deep focused work. The way that this has changed my productivity is off the charts. It also just makes it so much easier to get up because I don't feel like I'm getting up and I have to go do a whole marathon worth of stuff. I'm just getting up, I'm doing my basic hygiene stuff, I'm making a little juice, and I'm sitting down and working. And then by the time I'm done doing my work, like the sun has come up, it's bright out, it's warmed up a little bit. And that is usually when I take a little bit of a break. So around 9 o'clock, give or take, this is what I do. I have this ice roller thing from the freezer. It's actually like this lollipop of ice. I take it out and I put it on my little dish rack so that it can defrost a bit. And while that's going on, I will make my coffee. So my Breville Barista Express, this isn't new news, is my favorite purchase thus far of my 20s, I think. I'm obsessed with it. I've cracked the code on how to do my coffee the way that I like it. So I'll make my coffee, and lately what I've been doing, this is not something that I would say is consistently part of my routine, but I'm trying to make it part of my routine, is I'll record a TikTok video while I'm making my coffee. I'm trying to do this little series of like making my coffee, sharing tips and advice or lessons that I learned about money and career. And so I'll do that. When I'm done making my coffee, I'll go ice my face and do my skincare routine. Icing my face is another thing. If you're not doing that, you totally should, because the way that it completely depuffs and snatches your entire face, it's helped with keeping my skin clear. It shrinks your pores. I'm obsessed. And I don't mean an ice roller. I mean getting one of these little ice lollipops. It's basically just ice, but it has a little plastic thing at the bottom so that you're holding onto plastic and not like a big ice cube. And you rub it all over your face. It feels so good. I do it every single day. And if I don't do it, I can tell. Like, it feels weird. I always do it. Then I do my skincare routine. In the morning for skincare, I just rinse my face with a little micellar water. I don't cleanse my skin in the morning because I find that my skin gets really dry. So I do the micellar water with like a little cotton pad. I put on my Paula's Choice Benzoyl Peroxide Extra Strength 5%. That is the key thing that cleared up my skin. 100% ride or die. If I could only use one product forever, it would be that one. It does dry out your face though, so you do need to make sure you use a thick moisturizer. And then I put on a vitamin C serum, also by Paula's Choice, and then I do my moisturizer, also by Paula's Choice. And then I do an under eye with the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask. I found that the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask is, it's not too thick for my face, but I don't need to wear it that thick of a cream in the morning, but I do put it under my eyes every morning and every night, and I feel like it's making a little bit of a difference. I'm just keeping the under eye area like nice and plump. At this point, it's been a little while. Oh, and I put on sunscreen, also by Paula's Choice. I use like a tinted sunscreen. At this point, I will post on my socials. And then usually I'm going on a walk. So it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I'll go do a 2 or 3 mile walk depending on what my workout schedule is for that day. Usually, this isn't part of my routines that I'm going to talk about, but I'll give you the quick and dirty on my workouts. I like to do 4 to 6 miles of walking every single day. And that number depends on whether or not I'm doing Pilates. So if I'm doing a Pilates class on the Reformer, which I do 2 to 3 times per week, I'll usually walk 4 miles. So that's 2 miles in the morning, 2 miles in the afternoon, and then I go to Pilates at night at like either 4:30 or 5:30. If I'm not doing Reformer Pilates, I'm not doing any Pilates at all, I'll do a 6 mile walk. So that's either 2 in the morning, 4 in the evening, or 3 and 3. And if I'm gonna do an at-home mat Pilates class, I'll walk 5 miles. So that's sort of like the schedule I like to follow. I usually will do in total between Reformer and Mat Pilates like 4 to 5 times a week, depending on how busy I am. But I'm always walking pretty much 100% of the time, at least 4 miles a day. That's a non-negotiable for me. I would rather work later to make sure that I get my walks in. But that's my morning routine. It's I feel like it sounds like a lot, but in practice, it's like not really a lot. It's just a couple of little things that I do in the morning to really set myself up for success. I feel like the juicing lately has made me feel a lot better. I am noticing a difference. I do feel like my skin looks really good and bright and vibrant. And it's such an easy thing for me to do. I think because I got this particular juicer, it's not sponsored. They didn't send it to me. I bought it with my own money. But I do think that having a quiet juicer that's self-feeding and easy to clean does take the lift and the burden out of juicing if it's something that you're interested in doing. I highly recommend it. Okay, now that we've got the morning routine locked and loaded, let's move into my night routine. So my night routine stays fairly consistent unless I'm doing a Pilates class. So like I said, 2 days a week, I do a reformer Pilates class, and that's usually on Mondays and Thursdays. So Mondays and Thursdays are nights where I wash my hair. We'll get into all of this. But basically, it's just really the timing of when my evenings start depends on whether or not I'm going to a workout class. Either way, usually around 3 o'clock-ish because of the time change, because it's winter. So I would say like anywhere between 3 and 4, I'm stopping working to go on my second walk of the day. So that will either be 3 miles, 2 miles, 4 miles, depending on if I'm going to Pilates. If I am going to Pilates, we'll go through this routine first. If I am going to Pilates, I will stop working around 3:30. Like I said, I'll go on a 2 mile walk, I'll come back, I'll change, I'll get my grip socks, and then I head over to my studio, take the Pilates class, and I usually get home around like 6:30, 6:45. At this point in time, I will put anything in the oven or put rice on the stove for dinner if I have something that needs to cook. And then I will get into the shower and do a full body, like a full shower. I'll wash my hair, I'll shave, whatever. That usually takes me like 15 to 20 minutes. When I get out of the shower, I put my hair up in one of those like twisty towels. There's a name for it, for that specific type of towel that you use on your hair. I got some off of Amazon, so I put my hair up in that, and then I do my full face and chest skincare routine. So every time I get out of the shower, no matter what, I spray my chest with the Paula's Choice Clear Spray, and that keeps the skin on my chest really clear. I feel like I don't really get like bacne or anything like that, or like chest acne, but I do get some red spots. Like, I don't know if it's maybe my body wash that I've been using, because this is more of a new thing, although I've been using the spray stuff for a while, but it just keeps the skin on my chest like nice and clear and smooth and not patchy and red. So I spray that, and then I use this AHA moisturizer, also from Paula's Choice. If you couldn't tell, I'm Paula's biggest fan. I use this AHA moisturizer all over my chest, and that's really helpful for, again, evenness on your skin tone and making sure that you're moisturizing your chest, because a lot of people forget to like actually do that, and then your chest skin ages much faster than like your face and your neck. After that, I do my full skincare routine. So in the evenings, what I do, I wash my face in the shower. I just use like a basic cleanser like a Cetaphil or a CeraVe. Right now I'm using the Whole Foods like gentle cleanser. I cleanse my face in the shower. And then when I get out of the shower, I do the benzoyl peroxide also again at night. I do a retinol, and then I do a thick moisturizer mixed with an oil or some sort of like booster serum. Again, all of this is Paula's Choice. I use the Paula's Choice like anti-wrinkle retinol serum, and then I use a Paula's Choice moisturizer, and she has these boosters. So I have like a phytonutrient one. I have ultra moisture oil. So I rotate those night to night. When I'm done showering, I will go cook dinner. Again, my hair is still up in that towel because I like to keep it up and get all the moisture out of my hair before I do my hair care routine. I'll go make dinner. I'll usually sit down and like eat dinner, watch a show, watch a podcast on my iPad. Sometimes I'll go on social media and I'll sit for like half an hour, 45 minutes while I'm eating dinner, clean up, and then I'll go do my hair stuff. So I like to spray my hair with this detangler, like leave-in conditioner stuff that I got from my hair salon in Massachusetts. I don't remember the brand, but you can only buy it at a hair salon anyways. And then I will comb out my hair. I use a wide tooth comb to get all the tangles out first, and then I go with a finer tooth comb to like really brush it fully out. I never brush my hair with a regular brush. I only ever use a comb. I'm really focused on hair health this year. And then I will dry and style my hair. I do this at night because the texture of my hair is really like annoying and hard to manage. And I like to have my hair blown out straight because it's just easier for me to deal with all week long. So I do have a Dyson. I got it for a gift, as a gift a while ago for Christmas, like 2 or 3 years ago. I think I got it Christmas of 2021. I use the bristle brush, not the round brush, the like straightener brush. And I basically will just blow out my hair straight. That usually takes me like 20 minutes. It doesn't take too long. I have short hair and I do that like 2 to 3 times per week. Again, depending on my shower schedule. Once my hair is done, at this point, if I've gone to Pilates, it's like 8:30. And at 8:30, I have an evening alarm go off. This is essential. If you are someone who wants to go to bed earlier, you want to hold yourself accountable to going to bed earlier, you want to get off your phone and you want to read, I totally recommend using an evening alarm. We use an alarm in the morning to get up. We should also be setting alarms in the evening that signal us to go to bed. This is an everyday alarm. So when this alarm goes off, that's my cue of like, okay, it's time for me to wind down and start getting the apartment ready for me to go to bed. So what does this mean? This means that I am making sure all of my dishes and everything from dinner are cleaned, put away, put in the dishwasher. I wipe the counters down. I make sure all of my candles are blown out. I will put things away and just clean up the apartment. I start heating up my hot water bottle again because I like to heat that up and then I'll put it in my bed to warm up my bed. I lock the doors, all that kind of stuff. I make sure all of the windows are closed if they were open, which they're not because it's the winter time. And really that's just like my closing shift for my apartment so I can wake up to a clean space. I go through all of that and then I do my dental routine at night, which is brushing my teeth again for the full 2 minutes, flossing and mouthwash. And then I get in bed and I read. My room is generally a phone-free zone. So I actually have 2 phones. I have my work phone and then I have my like personal phone. My work phone doesn't have cell service. My personal phone does. So my work phone does not go into my bedroom. I keep it out on my desk. My personal phone, I will bring it into my room, but I don't put it on my nightstand. It's on my dresser, so I can't like reach for it right in the morning. I will put that down and I'll get into bed. And then this is where the Hatch alarm comes back into play. I have 2 settings for the evening. I have for the first hour, I hit basically the go button on my Hatch and it does 2 things. For the first hour, it's red light with rain sounds. And then after that first hour, it turns to brown noise. And I keep the brown noise on all night. And I turn that off in the morning when my alarm goes off. The brown noise at night has really helped me just because if there's like noise on the street or people outside my apartment at night, because I do live in a city, it helps to not wake me up. Like I don't wake up anymore because I have that brown noise. So those are my settings on my Hatch. And during that hour of the red light, I am reading. I usually don't make it the full hour, but I have a Kindle. I've been in my reading era. Right now I'm reading Divine Rivals. I'm starting to get into the good part, so I'm enjoying that. And I read, and it's just a great way to stay off of my phone. So that's my evening routine. In the instance where I didn't go to Pilates, basically I just start my walk a little bit later and I go a little bit longer and I don't wash my hair. So if my hair touches the reformer machine, a personal thing of mine is like, it's got to get washed because I don't, even though you wipe them down, like it's not clean. I don't want that on my pillow. So I will wash my hair if I go to a Pilates class. And if I'm not going to the Pilates class, like I said, it's pretty much the same routine. It just starts a little bit earlier because I'm not going to a class. I'm finishing up work. Another thing as part of my evening or like post work before I start my evening routine is my work shutdown routine, which I totally skipped over. Basically, I spend 5 minutes before I like switch into evening routine mode to go through my to-do list for the day and make sure I got the things done that needed to get done. And then if there's anything that didn't get done, I will just move it to the next day and I put together my to-do list for the next day and like a rough to-do list for the days beyond the next day. So like it's Wednesday, so tonight I'll do my shutdown routine for Wednesday. I'll move anything over till Thursday and I'll just rejigger and adjust my Friday schedule pending what I have going on for the rest of the week. A shutdown routine is so key if you want to stay organized and if you want to wake up and know that you already have your day planned and not feel that burden of like, what do I have to do today? And use your, again, your brain energy in the morning to put together a list when you could have just done it the night before. It's so easy. It's so quick. And I highly recommend doing it. I've been using Notion over the last few weeks for all of my planning. I've sort of moved away, not forever, but temporarily I've moved away from my iPad planning at the moment because I'm trying to get like all jiggered up in Notion for my business stuff for the sake of keeping everything in one place and being organized. And I'm loving it. It just makes it easy to stay on top of everything. So that is my evening routine. Your best morning starts the night before. So having and figuring out a rock solid evening and night routine has made it a lot easier for me to get up in the morning. I feel like it sets me up for success for the next day. And now if I don't do this routine, like let's say I have plans in the evening or whatever, I'm home a little bit later because I went out to do something, went out to dinner, all those kinds of things, I do find it obviously becomes a lot harder for me to get up the next day and just harder to get back into my routines. So a goal of mine this year is like, even if I don't do my full evening routine, to try to at least do a few of the things so that the next morning my day doesn't get messed up if I had plans the evening prior. But a night routine is essential. So if you don't have one, I really recommend putting together, like, even if it's like a 30-minute routine, your anchor for the evening to set you up for success for the next day. Moving on from my morning routine and my night routine, we'll go through some of my weekend routines. These are obviously way less rigid and way less strict, and it totally depends on the weekend. But let's imagine this is a weekend where I don't have a ton of plans, and maybe I have some like Saturday afternoon, evening plans, but I'm staying in on Friday, I don't have any plans, and Sunday is more of like a chill day no matter what. So if I'm staying in on a Friday night, which is honestly one of my favorite things to do, I know this makes me sound probably like a huge lame loner, but I love spending Friday nights home alone. I think I'm just like, I'm a loner at heart. I love being alone. Obviously, I am manifesting partnership in 2024. That's been on my radar now for a while. It's been quite the journey. But I do really enjoy spending time by myself, and I think it's such an integral part of building up your independence and really becoming your own best friend, because you are the most consistent person in your life. And I do genuinely feel that in order to not have any type of insecure or dependent attachment to someone, you do have to be okay being alone. You have to be able to keep yourself busy by yourself, which I feel like I'm almost too good at doing that. I love being alone, and I can for sure keep myself busy for probably weeks and weeks and weeks on end without ever needing to talk to anyone, which is kind of scary. But Friday nights in are my favorite thing ever, because there's just something about Friday night, like especially in the winter times. Summer is a different story, but especially in the winter time, I don't like to go out. It's cold. I don't want to be there. I want to be home, and I don't want to lose my Saturday morning. So on a Friday night, what I will do is usually around 3 o'clock, I don't work full days on Friday ever. I always stop working around 2 or 3. Around 3 o'clock, I'll go on a very long walk, usually 4 or 5 miles. So as long as I can stretch it before the sun goes down. I'll come home and I will do an everything shower, unless I don't need to wash my hair, in which case I'll do an everything shower except for wash my hair. And then I will do one of two things. I will either cook dinner if I have food that needs to get like used up, and it's something that I want to cook and eat. If I'm not feeling that way, I have my go-to takeout. I will order Thai vegan from Santa Monica. I get pad Thai and I get their fresh rolls double wrapped. And I will go pick that up and I'll get a Diet Coke and I will come home and I will eat my takeout on the couch and I will watch a movie or a show or a podcast, whatever I want to catch up on. And then I take an edible, I read my book, and I go to bed early. It's the best routine ever. Highly recommend if you are trying to come up with a Friday night routine alone where you're not feeling lame, where you keep yourself busy, where maybe you leave the house, but you're not going anywhere. Try this. It's the best. If you have a go-to takeout order, let me know. And if you live in LA and have good places for takeout, let me know. But I'm really on my Thai vegan grind. I just love it. It's so good. It's $25. I think it's great. It satisfies my desire to eat out. And I love it. I look forward to it, honestly. If I spend a Friday night in, which is most of the time in the winter, Saturday morning is also sacred time. And I will not set an alarm on Saturday for Saturday morning. I naturally, though, because I'm on this early schedule, like I'll wake up at 7 o'clock, no doubt. But I don't force myself to get out of bed. And when I do get out of bed, I'll have kind of like a slow getting out of bed kind of vibe. I'll make my juice because I do that now all the time. I will make my coffee and then I will either read, I will do some TikToking, like scrolling on TikTok. I will go on Pinterest. I will watch a show. But I basically give myself like 2 hours of just veg time on the couch, no pressure to do anything. The key here though is that once I get out of bed, I don't get back into my bed anymore. I used to do this, but I would find that I'd be laying in my bed for like way too long and all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock and I haven't gotten out of bed yet. That makes me feel like a slob. So now once I get out of bed, if I'm gonna be lounging and stuff, I'm in the living room on the couch. I have a couch for a reason. I can sit on it. I have my privacy because I live alone. Like I don't need to be laying in my bed. I don't really do any solid plans in the morning on Saturdays. Usually if I'm doing plans on a Saturday morning, it's to like go on a hike with a friend and we'll do that at like 10 or 11. So it's not super early. There are always exceptions to the rule, but this is like my ideal Saturday morning. Now, moving into Sundays. Sundays for me are becoming more of like a self-care day. And that doesn't mean that it's a day that I spend by myself. I feel like I usually still do things like social things on Sunday. So Sundays, I will either go on an ultra long walk down by the beach. I really make an effort on Sundays to go see the water. I'll do an ultra long walk down by the beach in Santa Monica, or, you know, maybe I'll do a hike or something, or I'll go to a Pilates class in the morning. I'm doing one or the other. I also like to go to the farmer's market. So farmer's market is part of my Sunday routine. I like the Brentwood farmer's market the best. So I love going to the Brentwood farmer's market with a friend to pick up some stuff. I don't always need to buy anything, but sometimes I do. And if I don't need stuff at the farmer's market, I'll still go because I like the activity of doing that. Usually I'll do some sort of light social time. So light social time would be like going on a walk with a friend coming with me to the farmer's market, getting coffee or going to a Pilates class or something. But I'm not doing like tons of social plans generally. That's not to say that I don't do social stuff on Sundays because sometimes I do, but generally I don't. Then I'll come home. If I have to go to the grocery store, I will do that. But I really try to avoid going to the grocery stores on Sunday if I can avoid it. And if I do go, it's early in the morning. Like I'll get up and do that first thing at like 8 o'clock because it's way less busy. It's miserable to go to Trader Joe's anytime after like 10 a.m. on Sundays. I've been there. I've tried it. It sucks. In the afternoon and into the evening on Sundays, I'll do another like full shower. And this is usually when I like to do like a full body moisturize, self tan. I'll do whitening strips, all that kind of stuff for like really feeling good and setting myself up to feel good all week long. And then I will cook a yummy dinner. So lately that's been like soups or chilies, something warm because it's winter. And then I go to bed early. I'll sit on the couch for a little bit. Again, maybe watch a show, but I try to be in bed no later than 8:30 on Sunday nights. And I do extra long reading. I set the week off on the right note with a full night's rest. And yeah, that's like my Sunday routine in a perfect state. So those are all of my routines. I know that sounds like a lot of stuff. It actually felt like way, way more stuff than it actually is writing it out and talking about it. But I just feel like routines are so important and they're different for everyone. So hopefully my routines are interesting. I feel like I've never done like a full map out of my routines like this. If you have questions about anything, let me know. And I want to hear your routine. So send me a message. Send me a message on the Don't Depend on Daddy Instagram. Make sure you're following that for updates. And yeah, maybe we'll do an updated one of these in the spring, summertime, if they change at all. But thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed and I'll catch you in the next one.